The fires burn upon the altar clear. While Emily was thus in her prayer, but suddenly she saw a sight quaint. For right anon one of the fires quenched and quicked again, and after that anon the other fire was quenched and all agone. And as it quenched it made a whistling, as do these wet brands in their burning, and at the brand's end out ran anon, as it were, bloody drops, many a one. For which so sore aghast was Emily, that she was well nigh mad, and gan to cry, for she ne wiste what it signified. But only for the fear thus as she cried, and wept that it was pity for to hear. And therewithal Diana gan appear, with bow in hand, right as an hunteress, and said, "Daughter, stint thy heaviness. Among the gods high it is affirmed, and by eternal word written and confirmed, thou shalt be wedded unto one of those that have for thee so much care and woe, but unto which of them I may not tell. Farewell, for I ne may no longer dwell. The fires which that on mine altar burn shall thee declare, and ere that thou go hence, thine aventure of love as in this case." And with that word, the arrows in the case of the goddess clatter fast and ring, and forth she went, and made a vanishing. For which this Emily astonished was, and said, "What amounteth this, alas? I put me in thy protection, Diana, and in thy disposition." And home she goes anon the next way. This is the effect. There is no more to say. The next hour of Mars following this, Archite unto the temple walk it is, of fierce Mars, to do his sacrifice, with all the rites of his pagan wise, with piteous heart and high devotion. Right thus to Mars he said his orison: "O strong God, that in the realms cold of Thrace honored art and lord behold, and hast in every realm and every land of arms all the bridle in thine hand, and them fortunest as thee list devise, accept of me my piteous sacrifice. If so be that my youth may deserve, and that my might be worthy for to serve thy godhead, that I may be one of thine, then pray I thee to rue upon my pine. For thilka pain and thilka hot fire, in which thou, whilom, burnedest for desire, when that thou usedest the beauty of fair young fresh Venus free, and hadest her in arms at thy will, although thee once upon a time misfell, when Vulcanus had caught thee in his lass, and found thee lying by his wife, alas! For thilka's sorrow that was in thine heart, have ruth as well upon my pain's smart. I am young and uncunning as thou wast, and as I trow, with love offended most that ever was any live creature. For she that does me all this woe endure, ne recketh never whether I sink or fleet. And well I wot, ere she me mercy heat, I must with strength win her in the place. And well I wot, withouten help and grace of thee, ne may my strength not avail. Then help me, Lord, tomorrow in my battle, for thilka fire that whilom burned thee, as well as thilka fire now burneth me, and do that I tomorrow have victory. Mine be the travail, and thine be the glory. Thy sovereign temple will I most honour of any place, and always most labour in thy pleasance and in thy craft strong. And in thy temple I will my banner hang, and all the arms of my company, and evermore until that day I die, eternal fire I will before thee find. And eke to this avow I will me bind: my beard, my hair, that hangeth long adown, that never yet ne felt offension of razor nor of shear, I will thee give, and be thy true servant while I live. Now, Lord, have ruth upon my sorrows sore. Give me the victory. I ask no more.